One of our jobs at Desiring God is to spread the message of Christian hedonism as widely as we can. This means there will be quite a bit of self-promotion, yet there is also a good sense in our Christian culture that self-promotion is dangerous. What's the difference between good and bad self-promotion? How do you protect yourself from bad self-promotion while at the same time putting a ton of energy into good self-promotion? First thing you do is get rid of the word self-promotion. And you refuse to think that way. I don't want ever to be self-promoting. I don't like that language. So I'm going to say that. I'm going to say, if what I'm promoting here is myself, I don't want to do it. And, of course, a person can always say, well, that's what you're really doing if you don't like you're doing. I say, well, it makes a difference. What I'm promoting is a truth that I believe by grace I have seen. God is most glorified in us when we're most satisfied in Him. And so I'm promoting that truth. That's what the Bible says to do. Declare His glory among the nations. All right? You got to open your mouth and say what you've seen with your eyes about His glory. You got to say that. The Bible would never call that self-promotion. You're supposed to die in that process. You know, that's not self-promotion. In the very process of truth spreading is a process of self-denying. He would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me, meaning follow me into proclamation, follow me into gospel spreading, follow me into serving people. Of course you're there. Of course it's your hands, your mouth, your brain, but it's all death if you're doing it right. So the language I use is that maybe bridges the gap is influence. Is it right for a Christian to want to be influential? Because there it cuts. You can kind of, is that a good thing to be influential? And the answer is, if what's influencing people is the truth, the beauty of Christ, the glory of God, yes, it's right and good. Paul did not want to walk in to Philippi and have zero influence on anybody. That's just crazy. It's damnable, right? It's unloving. I know the way to heaven. I've been sent to go suffer much, to tell people how to be escaping from their sin and have access to God. And I'm going to say, oh, but I don't want to have any influence here because I'm humble. That's not humble. That's wicked. It's selfish. So I think we should get rid of the term self-promotion and ask the question, how can you pursue influence in a good and bad way? And the answer would be, Jesus nailed it in Matthew 6. If you do your good deeds to be seen by men, you have your reward and you'll get none in heaven. If you pray to be seen by men, if I answer questions on video in order to promote my ego and my strength and my whatever, I'm lost all my reward right there and I'll be of little use to anybody. But if what's driving me is I've seen some things in the Bible. They are precious beyond measure. Jesus Christ has become a friend beyond all friends, beyond all wife, beyond all children to me. I would love to commend Him and all I've seen about Him to as many people as I can. He's worth it. He's worth recording for. He's worth dying for. He's worth not recording for. If that proves to be too ego-enhancing, I've got to constantly monitor the sin and the wickedness of my heart so that I discern as well as I can, I'm doing this for the glory of Christ. I want to influence people. I want to bend people's ideas away from man-centeredness to God-centeredness. I want to bend them away from the exaltation of the human will to the exaltation of God's will. I want to bend them in all kinds of ways by the truth that is in the Bible. And I think that is right, and I think keeping a check on your own ego is the way to pursue it. Then there are probably language ways to pursue it, and give you one last thing. C.J. Mahaney, good friend. Somebody, you know, one of these questions was, who encourages you and helps you? He would be a helper and encourager. C.J. Mahaney said, and it's been a helpful word, so thank you, C.J., our self-perception is as reliable as a carnival mirror. That's one of his famous sayings, which means that other people need to help you refine your self-perception. So in answer to this question, what can we do in order to avoid self-promotion or bad influence, that is, in trying to influence people in a sinful way, would be to ask people, how are we doing? Are we doing things that exalt Piper in a sinful way? Is it now, are we doing it in such a way that it really has become a Piper phenom, not a God phenom, not a truth phenom? And listen, just listen, because my effort to deny myself and not be egocentric is as reliable, without help, as a carnival mirror. So I must do it. I must get in front of the mirror of the word, but I must ask other people who see that word and me, perhaps better than I do, and that would include you guys, if you see anything. When I'm done preaching and Nathan is with me or David is with me, I turn to them, we get back to the motel room, and I say, okay, anything you change? Did I do anything, say anything? I want to be vulnerable. I'm 62 and they're 28 or whatever, and they feel awkward, you know, telling the 62-year-old preacher that I might not have said that or done it that way or that called attention, but they do. I have had people say, you know, when you went there with your story, I did this at, I'll name it, Tom Rogstad. Thank you, Tom. You probably watch this someday. Tom Rogstad wrote me a letter that pointed out that something I had said in a Southern seminary chapel came across to him as self-promoting, not Christ-exalting. And I took it. I'm guilty as charged. I learn from this. So that's a piece of what we do, is get others in our face.